Edison Schools, the nation's largest private operator of public schools, is facing serious difficulties. Its stock has plummeted, and its track record in turning around poor-performing schools is under intense scrutiny. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, the company's problems could jeopardize its biggest deal yet, a contract to run 20 schools in Philadelphia this fall.
Edison insists it's not in trouble. It's certainly not broke, and its investors still believe in the company's future. Edison spokesman Adam Tucker.
We've had a very highly successful track record for 10 years of attracting the needed capital, and we are confident that we'll do so again.
Edison needs to raise $30 to $50 million, not just to make up for the 85% drop in its stock, but to show investors and its critics that it can. Edison today runs 136 public schools with 75,000 students in 22 states. The 10-year-old company has created the expectation that it can raise students' performance dramatically. Tucker says some Edison schools are in trouble, but most are not.
Our critics are absolutely right. You can point to our school in Macon, Georgia, and you can point to our school in Trenton, and you can say that Edison is failing. But if you look at Edison as a system, and again, I want to emphasize that point, the data simply support and show that Edison students are achieving at faster rates than their counterparts at large urban systems across the country.
If investors have lost confidence in Edison, analysts say it's due in part to the hype that the company itself has generated, beginning with its founder, Chris Whittle, a man who made millions piping in TV ads for candy, acne medicine, and sneakers into school classrooms. 11 years ago this week, Whittle unveiled a $3 billion plan for a huge chain of schools. He claimed it would be the largest business startup in history. Edison Schools, he said, would offer state-of-the-art instructional technology, small classrooms, and master teachers in at least 200 schools.
Chris was excessively optimistic back then about how many there would be of these, how quickly.
Chester Finn, a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education during the Reagan administration, was a member of Edison's Brain Trust from 1992 to 1995.
The plan was to draw together the best ideas and proven practices in education. We weren't inventing brand new practices, but we were pulling them together in a way that I think had not ever been pulled together before into a school design that would work better than most school designs and that could be replicated again and again and again.
By early 1994, Whittle shifted gears. Instead of a chain of schools, Edison would operate public schools under contract with school boards and state education departments. By 1999, Edison had 79 schools in 16 states, but it had lost $113 million more than it had made. The question on Wall Street was, had Edison grown too big too soon? In hindsight, yes, says Jeffrey Silber of the New York investment firm Gerard Clower & Madison.
Edison's whole plan was, you know, we need to get big and we need to get big quickly in order to make money.
Edison has never made a profit, and that's a big problem. Silber says Edison's key investors, mostly large mutual funds, are in it for the long haul, but they won't wait forever, which is why there's so much riding on Edison's contract to operate 20 schools in Philadelphia next fall.
This is far and away the biggest contract in the company's history and probably the biggest contract in the industry's history. You know, normally when a company announces a transaction like this, it should be phenomenal news for its stock. And instead, you know, this stock went in the complete opposite direction.
Silber says that's because Wall Street expected Edison to get 70 to 80 schools, not 20. Edison stock on the Nasdaq today was $2.25 per share, down from $20 a share in January. In a conference call with investors yesterday, Chris Whittle said it's time for the company to slow down. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.